Just as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, reserves the right of revealing himself or not exposing himself to someone, as he declares in Bhagavad Gita, Naham prakasha sarvasya yogamaya samavrata. He says that in Bhagavad Gita. In the same manner, the holy name also reserves its right to reveal itself or not reveal itself to the chanter. Of course, it is not for no good reason. There are reasons behind it, Srila Prabhupada explains. Prabhupada explains that the holy name should be approached with the right understanding and right motivation. And if one does not know the right understanding and right motivation, then one will not be able to get the necessary benefits from the chanting of the holy name. And Prabhupada explains the right understanding. Prabhupada explains this, that one should know when one is chanting, what is that meaning of that activity. He says, Hara is the Supreme Divine Mother and Krishna is the Supremely Attractive Lord. So Mother Hara helps the living entity to approach the Supreme Father, who is Krishna. Just like in South Indian temples, many temples I have seen, first people go to take darshan of the Divine Mother, Lakshmiji, and then they take shelter of Lord Narayana. And Lord Narayana is considered to be very grave and very difficult to approach. Just like sometimes the father gets angry with the son and wants to beat him up. Whereas the mother is considered more merciful and more benevolent. And despite knowing the shortcomings of the child, still she continues to love the child. So this is the difference between the mother and the father. And the mother, the Divine Mother, attracts the Supreme Lord with her devotional qualities and her divine beauty. And she attracts the living entities by her divine compassion. In this way, when the living entity pours itself at the feet of the Divine Mother and the Hare, or the Supreme Energy, and begs her to offer oneself to the Lord in His service, then that is the right understanding. Prabhupada calls it as Sambandha Jnana. And what is the glory of being at Krishna's lotus feet? It is exactly like a bird that is wandering in the sky all over the universe, struggling due to losing home. At last, when he returns back to his nest, whatever comfort he would feel. Or just like sometimes a newly born child, you will see, gets his whole nourishment by suckling his mother's breast. He gets full nourishment and becomes very plumpy, stout and fat. You've seen some small children, very hale and healthy, when they are drinking mother's milk. Similarly, staying at Krishna's lotus feet is the most safe and secure and protected place for the living entity. Lord Brahma tells Priyavrat Maharaj, post yourself in between the two lotus feet of the Lord, in between the soles of the two lotus feet of the Lord, he says. In our temple, we have Shri Radha Kunjibehari. If you see Kunjibehari's lotus feet, every one of the nails can be seen beautifully, if you have carefully observed. In the lotus feet of the Lord, in every finger you can see, every finger is so distinctly seen. So sometimes the pujari keeps the flower in that place. So that is the place we should aspire for, in between the two lotus feet of the Lord. And that is the most safe, secure and protected place where the onslaught of the acid rain of three modes of material nature will not scorch our bodies. We are completely safe and secure under the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So understanding the glory of Lord's lotus feet, understanding the compassion of the Divine Mother, and understanding their eternal love for each other, and how the Divine Mother is empowered to carry all the living entities back to the Supreme Father's feet. With this right understanding of Sambandha Jnana, one should cry out the holy name like a child calling for the mother. This is the right understanding. So Sambandha Jnana is very essential, this kind of understanding. Otherwise, when one chants with no understanding whatsoever, then with improper understanding, one cannot get complete benefits of the chanting of the holy name. Although there will be some minimal benefits in such chanting. Then right motivation is also very important. The jnanis chant with the motivation of merging into Brahman. The materialistic people chant the holy name with the motivation of getting some material benefits. Yogis chant with the motivation of getting some siddhis. Everyone in this world has so many independent secret agendas with which they chant the holy name. And in order for us to know our agenda, what is my agenda, every one of us want to know, it's very easy for you. When you chant, wherever your mind wanders, that is your agenda. It's very easy to know. Now somebody may say, no, Prabhuji, I want to become a pure devotee. Whether you want to become a pure devotee or not will be known while you are chanting. If you want to become a pure devotee, you will only pray, Krishna, I don't want anything, I simply want to be your eternal servant. Engage me in your loving eternal service. And my body, my words, my home, my everything is yours. Manasa deha geha yogi chumor arpilatu apadananda kishor. That is right understanding. And wherever mind is going, that means we think I own those things and I have control over those things. Which means we are thinking ourselves to be independent, enjoyer and controller. So that's wrong understanding. So Prabhupada says with right understanding and right motivation, giving up all wrong motivations, with these two things, one can very easily approach the holy names of Krishna. And by approaching in that way, one will get the benefits of chanting very quickly. And the holy name is observing whether we are chanting with proper understanding and motivation. As soon as the holy name observes that we are in the right track, it will shower its mercy, the holy name, and one will become nourished like that child I told you. We can become like that plumpy child who is nourished by the mother. Similarly, holy name is the nourishing milk for the devotee. A devotee should delight in the holy name day and night. And by such nourishment that comes from the holy name, a devotee can go on a spiritual platform without being afflicted by the modes of the material nature of this material world. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.